Here we go. Good morning.
Great.
We're live on Facebook. Yosef Aharon here with Brother Ellie Goldsmith.
Yeah, what an honor. You don't take for granted. See, we'll have like a team to do this. I say this every week.
Yeah, Bezat Hashem, we will. Hodel Hashem Kito. Today, what's today's day? Today is April 3rd. And it is Chaf Dalid Adar Sheni.
Shavu Yemei Milun. We're building a Mishkan. It's going up and it's coming down. Going up and coming down. And until Rosh Chodesh Nissan next week, it's still going up and down. So just go with the flow right
now. And then Rosh Nissan, we're going up. Amen.
We're surrounded by Paris here, by the way. I don't know. It's
the fruit of Eretz Yisrael. Please don't stab me with that. That would be bad.
It's part of us.
You know, something funny. My niece, Staka, okay, awesome. The Hebrew word for pineapple is ananas, right? My niece, when she was younger,
her name's ananas.
No, she would say, "I want ass." And she was referring to ananas. She would say, "I want ass." Yes, very careful.
Especially nowadays.
Unfortunately, there are some people that that we know and we care about that are not feeling so well.
Yes.
That's the safer that we discussed last week that people said we should have around, right? We should want to hold it up so the island can see it. Beautiful. Magen Avraham. We wish refuah shlema to Alex Amnon ben Rachel Kara, who is the tax man. To Malka Liudmila Batardina, who is all about kindness. Akiva Meir ben Malka Liudmila. Yael Bat Malka Liudmila. A friend of mine, an old school friend of mine's mother, not doing so well. Chavaleya Bat Ida, my father-in-law, Lady Ben Liba, my mother-in-law, who's going to have knee replacement surgery in the next month or so. Ahuva Bat Chana, everyone should have Bezat Hashem a refuah shlema.
And chesed goes a big way to make those refuah shlemas come into actualization. So, with the Real Kindness Podcast, we are. Excuse me, I haven't been so well, but Baruch Hashem, hopefully getting there.
Oh no.
A little bit of Wi-Fi issue going on. So just jump over to my...
We're back.
So the idea of kindness and doing kindness for each other, this is a collaborative project between Just One Chesed and Unity Inspires Project, between myself and Yosef Aharon. And we don't take granted that he's here in the country because he could be running around fundraising and doing big things. And now you're here. And
I'm glad to be home.
You've had a lot of experiences. I know my daughters, both of them, will buy you Shabbos night, and that's going to be part of the story we're going to discuss.
But before we discuss the story,
we're
going to sing a song.
Oh, that's true.
Yes.
But let's give them a title. Sharing stories or spreading kindness amongst the nations.
Amongst the nations.
You know, we've got some stories from the war. My son just came back to dedicate also Brochus at Ben Masha to invite her in his Shmira.
And all of the Chayim is under shame.
Amen.
And all the Chatufim should come back home safe as Hashem.
Amen. Yes, sir.
We should only see good things and happiness and besorot tovot.
Let's see everyone come home. As we learned today, we're Shlomo. Shlemas Haaretz, Shlemas Ha'am,
Shlemas
Ha'am.
Shlemas Ha'am. Shlemas Ha'am. First.
That's true.
Right? Then the Yachas was Shlemo Ta'am.
Shlemas
Ha'am. And then there was Shlemo Ta'aretz.
Good.
But
all has to be there.
Bezat Hashem, we should all come home.
Amen.
Bezat Hashem. All right. This is a song that was downloaded by Rosh Shlomo when he was the Shiva Junction down south.
We mentioned it last time, but we didn't sing it fully. So, Beyonce is going to do his best. It's the first time he's singing it. But I believe in you.
Thanks. Rosh Shlomo, I apologize if I mess it up.
Yeah, he's very, very.
Very makpid on.
In a good way.
Yes.
Because the Negunim have to be correct. So we're asking already disclaimer and apologies.
Yeah, okay. It's called Shuva. Shuva Hashem et Shevitenu Kafikim Banegev. Shuva Hashem et Shevitenu Kafikim Banegev. Hazorim Bedimra Berina Yitzomu. Hazorim Bedimra Berina Yisrael, la 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 la
Yeah, Purim, we had him perform that. Remember the night tish? So yeah, if anyone wants awesome. To see a full version, you can just go there.
That was insane.
Fire.
I highly fire recommend. Purim. I'm sure Purim was great everywhere throughout the world, but I gotta tell you, the tish that we have on NF Purim.
If you tell too many people, there won't be any room for us.
We'll be okay.
There'll be room.
Okay, so the room will expand.
It did.
Just like yeah. Eretz Yisrael will expand.
I'm watching that at Shiddur. It's just growing and growing.
It's amazing.
There's always more room somehow. And
I highly recommend coming to Efrat. I know it's tough most years after Tadi Dester, you're in the Megillah. We have a tish at Shiat David.
Yeah.
Throughout
the years, it's amazing.
It is.
That is a plan.
That's like my first year here. That was like the moment. For me, we made Aliyah in July. That March, I was in the States. I flew back that day. I flew back on Tanit Esther. That night, it was at Bini and Nechama Cohen's house. I was flying. Yeah. Ever since, it gets better and better.
And that's Purim. The Pesach should be a time of inspiration and happiness, not a time of stress. So we'll discuss that. It's a very important point about how we can share kindness and spread kindness to the nations. It's not just a Jewish concept. Avinu invited everyone, had an open house to all the nations, to all the people, and took kindness to the world. It's something which is, you know, fundamental for all of humanity. And, you know, we have Gedalia Fencer in town tonight. And the reason why I'm mentioning him is because he's someone who makes the Torah very universal. And that's something which, you know, we learned today from Rav Shlomo, based on the Yitzhak Ginsburg, say, for Tikkun HaMedina, the idea that the Torah has to be understandable for the nations. We have to make it...
It has to be understandable for us first, right? Like we have to... The Pnimiut HaTorah, and that's the whole key. The Pnimiut HaTorah, we have to get it. We have to understand it. And once we do, we'll be able to shine the light of the actual Torah within our nation and within all the nations.
Right.
And I actually had the schut. I got to give a shout-out to the organization Israel 365.
Wow.
They do such unbelievable work. They bring members of other nations to Eretz Yisrael on mission trips. And Rav Tzuli Weiss and Talia Eisen and Rabbi Michelle, they do such great work. And I had this...
They made in the shul some of them, no?
Rav Eli Michelle comes, he lives here.
Yeah.
I don't think Rav Tuli and
Talia. Some of the guests were in
shul. Yes, so the guests were in shul. And I actually had the privilege of my family and I, more my wife than anything else. the Lillians. We had the pleasure of hosting two of these guys. One of them, his name is Lenny, grew up in LA, moved to Houston a couple of years ago. And another one is Thomas. From Omaha, Nebraska.
No.
And it was so amazing, not just to see that there are people throughout the world within the nations that are supporting us, that are coming and they show their love by coming here. Tommy, I think he said it was the sixth time in Israel. Lenny was his first time. And it's really amazing how people are like, you know, drawing lines even amongst their friends. Tommy actually, he said to me, he's like, Israel's been a sticking point, and I told my friends that if you're not on my side, if you're not on the side of Israel, we can't be friends.
It's
an unbelievable
thing. It's happening throughout the world, yeah. But you're seeing it like in person, by these people coming to the Holy Land and sharing that. You know, there's that famous senator just came through. You know,
Richie Torres.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, all the time there's these special non-Jews visiting and... He had the Argentinian
president. He's going to convert to Judaism after he's done being president of Argentina, which is insane.
He's a character, but he's also very inspiring as well. And you know, there's definitely an awakening in the world, not just amongst our own people. And it really is up to us as the nation of of the holy nation of Eretz Yisrael, living in Eretz Yisrael, is to be able to share that light outwards, not just the way the media portrays, but from us individually, all of us. That's the once again brings us to the kindness focus. That is something which we're doing so much, especially just on Chesed and on the organizations that we are partnering with, you know, me personally, Unity Inspires Projects, and doing an event, J Tel Aviv, and all these other amazing organizations. We're trying to share the light to our own people, but obviously it's generally is open. Like Shir Tavid, I have no issue with nations coming and diving with us.
Of course.
It's not like a racial.
At the end of the day, people are just coming back and they want truth, right? And that's the key. People are tired of all the lies that of everywhere that exists. And you know, we spoke about it again today in Shir. Torah is the truth. Eretz Yisrael is the truth, right? This is what it's about. And this is why people are coming back. I mean, I know it sounds crazy. I don't know if you heard. You know who Tiffany Haddish is?
Yes.
Did you hear that story? You know, what
funny
happened?
Lady.
She's a very funny lady. She's
did a comedy night this month of Shabbos.
She actually came to Israel.
Yeah.
Did you hear about this? This is crazy. So everyone knows Michael Rappaport's been to Israel. And he's a big supporter of Israel. And he, you know, calls people crazy names, which is funny. But Tiffany Haddish says that, listen, I've been hearing a lot of stuff about what's going on in Israel, but I also, and about on the media and social media and TikTok and all these different places, but I know a lot of things that they're saying about, trying to reconnect. There we go. A lot of things that they say about me, and I know it's not true because it's my life.
Right.
So she actually came to Israel, and she wanted to seek the truth.
See it for with our own eyes. Not
and,
the lens through other people's agendas and
narratives.
And
she saw that there obviously there's no apartheid, and she saw that what happened down south and the atrocities that happened. So, and Michael Rabbit, I think they performed the same night, right? they had like a comedy night, and they performed together. Not together, but they performed the same night on the same stage.
We have Matt Stoll back in town. He's a Jew, but you know, he's very out there in terms of his reach, and he's back in town.
He performed last
back
night.
Back to his, you know, ace of the, he's, as he's saying, Judah Mack. You know, like he's, the fire's rekindled in there, and he said that openly himself. And we had also Floyd
Mayweather.
Yeah,
that wasn't his first time. Even I think when the war first started, he gave his private jet to have aid, tactical stuff, medical stuff, brought over. I think it was the second or third time.
I don't think we should underestimate the importance of us being able to be universal and reach outwards to other people just by demonstrating kindness and truth.
So that's the key. It's the truth of the Torah and the kindness that we bestow amongst ourselves and amongst the nations. Israel is always the first country when there's a natural disaster. Israel is always the first country that goes out, sends their people to go help out. So it's all about chesed. It's all about kindness. It's always about doing the right thing, the kind thing. The Lubavitcher Rebbe said many times over, sometimes it's better to be kind than it is to be right. Right? Yeah. And that's a very deep thing. I think in order to be accepting of everybody and of one another, we need to be kinder. We need to listen and not listen to respond. It's an important thing. And Bezat Hashem, we should all be zocher.
Yeah, I mean, and just want to throw in an point, like there is a distinction that, like, we have to be honest, like Minishman, look, have a sefer here from Zev Shimshin, let's open up on it. And we do see in the Parsha Shmini that there is a hevdil, there is a difference between us and the nations. And, you know, we have to be real with that, proud of it. It's not something to hide or pretend.
Glenn Beck.
Yep.
It's a crazy thing.
We have a hevdil. We have kosher food. We have things. Now, that's a lot of those things. It says there are shimshin here, that whole shvatzim and all the things that are not kosher will be bottled and things will change. But at this point, we have an elevation that we went through going out in our history that gives us opportunity to elevate the world and share that truth. And that is an obligation. Christ, what did our...
So Glenn Beck said, he has a podcast as well, and he said, why are Jews hated so much?
Yeah.
right? And there were five reasons.
That's a big question. That helped me to chew with that question.
There were five reasons that were given, and one of the reasons is that, and actually I think it was the number one answer.
Yeah.
The one or two, they're different.
Yep.
And he said, the Jews are the chosen people. Right.
So it's not politically correct according to some, but according to the truth, it's correct.
It is. Right. So Glenn Beck acknowledges it.
Chosen means more responsibility. It doesn't mean
there are nations
of the
world.
Doesn't mean a bigger cigar. It means more responsibility.
Nations of the world have accepted it. Yeah. And I believe those people who have accepted it and are searching for the truth then go ahead and see what the truth is. And it's again done with the truth through chesed, through learning, and you know, the tikkun amdina and the various steps that Rav Ginsburg pointed out that we mentioned earlier with the bina aspect, with the
shlemus,
right?
Again, so let's get it right. Shlemus the Torah, shlemus the Am, shlemus the Aretz.
That's right.
There we go.
Because we're paying attention.
Yeah, we're paying attention, and I hope you guys are paying attention. One of the other things we mentioned in a previous podcast, we should definitely bring up before we close, is the idea of the chesed that nations do. There is a distinction also between the chesed that Am Yisrael do, the kindness that we do, and the kindness that nations do. But there's no way that Am Yisrael are going to say, no, you know, it's only our people and we are exclusive.
Oh, that's not who we are.
To be exclusive, I had an organization recently that were being very exclusive about who they deal with, and I find that quite offensive. And that was within the Jewish people. So I feel like we have to welcome that aspect of becoming more collaborative. And that means also, once again, to the nations, knowing how and where it works for us and for them. And it's a unity focus that, in the end, all of humanity shares the value of kindness. And we need to help each other, empower each other to become more kind. And Am Yisrael, thank God, you know, we have a Nakuda, which is called the Shema. We mentioned this in Shema Bahava. We try to do things for Hashem completely. That's not the requirement amongst the nations. Obviously, you should learn from that, but you should try to have a higher ideal while you're doing kindness. But the main thing is to do kindness. That's what Hashem definitely wants, the nations to become more kind. Less of this whole, you know, like my nation, your nation, tribal stuff going on online that we can, and in reality, in war and all this crazy stuff. It really is about kindness. And we know in this war, Am Yisrael have been totally above and beyond in kindness towards all the people around.
And listen, by the way, we made a mistake. Was it 2 days ago where Israel made a mistake?
Yeah, we met her.
We made a mistake.
Yeah.
We bombed. Unfortunately, we killed 7 aid workers.
But we made it.
But we came out and we said it was an accident. It's not what we're trying to do. And we.
What's the chiluk? What's the chiluk though? What's the difference with the Hamas and Machshavah? Their point is.
That's not even.
Their strategy is they want to kill. That's their strategy. Some of them have a fun one.
Yeah.
Their strategy is they want to kill. That's they're not accidents.
Well, so I think even mentioning that brings down
the conversation.
Yeah.
It's just such a different reality of how
different mentality completely.
And not that we're better, just that we're truer in this sense. And we are truer. And that makes us better. That makes us better, but it's based on the truth.
Correct. And it's all about the truth.
And the world wants that truth as well. And the nations wants that truth. And they've got to stop being allowed to be lied to. I mean, it's also make sure that the media and the platforms that you're getting your information from is true. And you have to work hard for that. It's not an easy
thing. Not simple at all, because it's not, right? You really have to search it out.
Search
out the true commentators, the people who represent truth, who live true values and have good life. You see now in the world out there how much people have looked up to have lived terribly. Once the truth is coming out now, in 2024, we're seeing 5784, how much, there's such a revelation about how who really are Hamas and how evil they are, who really are all these Hollywood entertainers, a lot of them, not all of them, but many of them, and the lifestyle and the pop stars and the rap artists.
And which people that they associated themselves with.
Coming out public.
Which
islands. Everyone.
And which islands they were visiting.
Yeah. And we're only saying this to the point where you have to really make a choice who you're modeling and who you're listening to and connecting with. Has to be people of truth, and that's for the nations also. So everyone needs to go through this process of clarification of who are the source of truth and where's the music coming from, where's the media, where's the information coming from, and tune in to the source that's true. And there is a true source. Well, a lot of it's within, and that's something that, once again, you have to work and connect to more inner, and that inner struggle that will bring you to the truth. But it's also, thank God, there is
but a it all stems
consciousness
from
one,
it all
of humanity
stems,
that we have it.
But it all stems from one place.
Yeah.
It all stems from one place, and that's the Torah, the Bible. That is it.
That's the surest.
That is the root of all
the end of, the day.
Of all truth and all kindness.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Any rejection of that is we see what's going on.
And as you know, we mentioned this in the shiur that we had that we have. You know, Rav Ginsburg mentioned. You know, the chokhmah is the truth, right? Bina is the whole truth, and the da'at is nothing but the truth, right? So,
nothing but the truth.
That's it. It's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And Bezat Hashem, we should all be... we're trying to reconnect again. Bezat Hashem, we should all have truth,
Amen.
The whole truth,
Amen.
Nothing but the truth, filled with chesed and
God,
and besarot avod.
Amen.
And we should only hear... we want to hear from you in relationships
kindness,
that you
love,
have with
share,
world...
Share.
With you, that you have... with other members of other nations and the kindness that they've done for you and that you've done for them.
Amen.
So get back to us, let us know. It gives us strength.
Help us get to that Shlemus Haaretz, the complete land. We want to get back there. We're heading in that direction. We need an awakening towards that.
Bezat Hashem, we should all be matzliach.
Amen.
Nothing but love.
Amen. Love and oneness.
Oh, there he is, we got the love. Have a great one, guys.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
We'll have something to do.
Let's
can't wait.
Thank you, Hashem.
Privacy public, deletion settings, 30 days. Okay. Post 33. Should I schedule my next live video?
No. Which is, make sure it's never deleted. Yeah.